We often think about the cool new planes or the amazing places we can fly to when we think about what makes the aviation industry so exciting, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But there's this whole other world,
All
kind of
right.
behind the scenes, the
Absolutely.
nuts and bolts keeping those planes in the air.
Yeah.
And if you want a really cool growth story, you got to look at what FL Technics has been doing for the last decade.
Yeah, it's remarkable, really.
It's been pretty phenomenal. So we are going to take a deep dive into that today, that journey, their growth, the whole thing.
So to help us do that, we've got a great interview with Zilvinas
The
Lipinskas,
CEO.
the CEO of FL Technics. Yeah. He came in back in 2013.
2013.
And then it's been quite a ride. Since then, the company's grown massively, like financially, but also just how it's expanded
Flow
globally
of expansion.
and always innovating, pushing the boundaries, And they've really been working on building a solid company culture, a good reputation in the industry,
Strong brand.
and also thinking long term, sustainable growth, that kind of thing. It's a really interesting story. And Lipinska's has been right there in the middle of it all.
For you, our listener, we know you value your time. You want the information. You want it quick.
You want the insights.
You want the insights, but you don't want to wade through a bunch of stuff to get it.
Exactly. No one wants to spend hours and hours reading reports.
This is your express lane.
This is it. We've gone through this interview with Lipinska's from Aviation Maintenance Magazine, and we've pulled out all the key points, all the juicy
The
bits,
juicy bits.
so you can really understand what FL Technics is all about.
So, today's mission.
Yeah, what are we doing today?
It's really straightforward. We want to understand how they've grown so much.
The drivers, the strategy, the key decisions that have gotten them to where they are,
Exactly. And where they are now.
what they actually do, what are they capable of?
What are their capabilities?
Yeah.
And where are they going?
What's next? What's the future hold?
We want to get all of that through the eyes of Lipinskas.
Right.
He's got a pretty good view from where he sits.
He does.
So we're going to start with the basics. What does FL Technics actually do? Lipinskas lays it out really nicely.
Yeah, and it's more than just, fixing a few planes.
It's a big operation.
It's much bigger than that.
So base maintenance, that's their core.
That's the bread and butter. They mainly focus on those narrow body aircraft, the workhorse planes,
They're
the Boeing
phenomenal.
737 Classic, the NG, and they're gearing up for the MAX X too.
Oh, wow.
And of course, the Airbus A320 family, you can't forget those. And then the Embraer 170s and 190s, those are in the mix too.
Okay, so all the workhorses.
All the workhorses, the ones you see all the time. Now, the big guys, the wide bodies, like the Boeing 787 and the Airbus A330,
Those are the giants.
those are the big ones, yeah. For those, they handle base maintenance mainly at their place in Prestwick, Scotland.
Okay.
That's their hub for the wide bodies.
So geographically, where do they actually do all this work?
All over the place. They've got facilities in Vilnius and Kaunas in Lithuania. Of course, that's where they started.
Home base.
Exactly. But then they've got Jakarta and Bali in Indonesia.
That's a big presence in Asia Pacific.
That's right. They're really strong there.
Wow.
And they've also got spots in Canada, the UK, Vienna, Romania, Dhaka in Bangladesh.
Okay.
And get this, they're opening a brand new facility in Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic.
Punta Cana. Wow. Okay.
That's set to open in October 2025. That one's going to be all about the narrow bodies, the A320s, the Boeing 737 NGs and AXs.
So the new workhorses.
Right, exactly.
That's a really interesting geographic spread.
It is, and it's strategic,
It's not random.
Not at all. Take Punta Cana, for example. That's a clear sign they want to be a big player in the Americas.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And they can do it at a cost that makes them really competitive.
Smart.
And their Prestwick facility, that's operating as Storm Aviation.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, that one was actually acquired by their parent company, Avia Solutions Group, a little while before Lipinskas came on board.
Okay.
It's all part of the bigger picture.
So base maintenance hubs,
I'll
check.
check.
But they do more than just base maintenance,
Oh,
right?
yeah, much more. They've got this whole line maintenance network, too. It's huge.
How huge?
About 100 stations.
All right.
100 stations all over Europe, Asia, Pacific, Africa, the CIS countries. They're
They
everywhere.
really get around.
They do. And they got into North America by buying Wright International in Canada back in 2020.
That was a big move.
Yeah, it was. It really solidified their presence there.
So what kinds of planes are we talking about for line maintenance?
Pretty much everything.
Really?
Narrow bodies, wide bodies, you name it. Airbus A330s, A340s.
No, they're big.
Even the massive A380, those double-decker giants.
Wow.
And on the Boeing side, you've got the 747s, 767s, 777s, of course, the 737s,
mm-hmm.
A350s. And sometimes they even handle the ATR turboprops.
The little guys.
The smaller regional planes, yeah.
So basically, if it flies, they can handle it.
Pretty much, yeah. That's how they support so many different airlines.
Who are some of their big customers for line maintenance?
Oh, they work with some major players.
Yeah.
Wizz Air, SAS, SAS-Link.
Those are big names.
Yeah. Turkish Airlines, Qatar Airways, Etihad.
Wow, that's impressive.
It is. Those are some of the top airlines in the world, and they trust FL Technics to keep their planes running smoothly.
So it's not just about fixing planes, right? They do a lot more than that.
Yeah, they have this whole suite of services. It's really comprehensive.
What else do they do?
Well, for example, they do CAMO services.
CAMO?
That stands for Continuous Airworthiness Management Organization.
Okay.
Basically, they take care of making sure over 100 aircraft for different airlines are airworthy.
Keep them safe and legal to fly.
Exactly. And they've got their own design organization.
Our own design organization.
Mm. Yeah. They handle those low-pass modifications, baseline DOA and engineering, even printing placards and decals for the planes.
Oh, wow. So they do all those little details, too.
The details matter. It's really impressive. They're involved in pretty much every aspect of an aircraft's life.
Okay, so now for the really interesting part.
Okay, what's that?
This is what Lipinska says is their biggest single piece of their business.
Really?
Component trading.
Component trading, okay.
They buy used narrow bodies.
Like what, A320s?
T320s, Boeing NGs.
Okay.
They take them apart.
Oh, I see.
And sell the parts.
So they're like a giant aircraft parts store.
Pretty much.
That's clever.
And it brings in a lot of money.
I bet.
Plus, it gives them their own stock of parts.
Makes sense, yeah. You've got to have the parts if you're going to do the maintenance, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's this whole circular approach.
It is, and it works really well.
What's really interesting is how big this part of their business has become. They've got over 500 customers worldwide who buy these parts from them.
Wow, 500 customers. That's a lot.
It is, and they've got sales offices in Vilnius, Dubai, Thailand, Jakarta, and they're even opening one in Miami.
Okay.
But Lipinska's did mention that they're not as strong in Latin America yet.
Interesting.
But, you know, this whole component trading thing, it helps them in another way, too.
How so?
It gives them a more reliable supply chain for their own maintenance work.
Oh, yeah, they've got the parts right there if they need them.
Exactly. So they're not as dependent on other suppliers. It's a really smart strategy.
And they didn't stop there. They got into the asset business, too.
Asset business.
Yeah, buying and selling big ticket items.
Like what? Engines?
Engines, landing gear, even what they call side views.
Side views? What's that?
Think like big structural parts.
Okay.
Like the engine nacelles.
Okay, those big things that house the engine.
Exactly. So they buy these assets, take them apart, salvage the parts, and sell those.
Oh, so they're really getting the most out of every part of the plane.
They are. And they even do some engine repairs and a bit of leasing.
So they're really involved in the whole life cycle of these aircraft assets.
Absolutely. And their engine shop in Kaunas is a big part of that.
Kaunas, yeah. What do they do there?
They repair CFM3, CFM5, and CFM7 engines.
Oh, those are the engines on most narrow-body planes, right?
Yeah. Those are the workhorses, so it's a big market.
I bet. So they must be busy.
They are. They used to operate 5 days a week, but now they're going to seven.
Wow. Demand must be high.
It is. And they're even planning to open another engine shop in Jakarta.
Jakarta makes sense.
Got to serve that growing Asia-Pacific market.
Right, exactly.
Now, this part really surprised me. They're big in the wheels and brakes business.
Wheels and brakes, really?
Yeah, Lipinska says they're the number two provider globally.
Wow, that's impressive.
They've got contracts for over 600 aircraft.
Okay, and who are their customers for that?
TUI, Norwegian, Wizz Air, big names.
Wow, so even the smaller components are a big deal.
Absolutely. You can't fly without wheels and brakes.
Right. Of course.
And to be a global leader in that niche, it shows how much expertise they have.
Yeah. They must be really reliable and have a huge operation.
They do. And they've got dedicated facilities for wheels and brakes in Hanover, Germany, Budapest, Hungary.
Okay.
And they're opening another one in Bergamo, Italy.
Wow. They're spreading out.
Plus, they have their existing shop in Vilnius.
So they're really covering Europe.
They are.
That's pretty impressive.
And then on top of all that, they have a dedicated logistics team.
Logistics, so they're moving all these parts around.
Yeah, they're experts in moving aircraft components all over the world.
That's got to be a tough job.
It is. These are high-value items, oftentimes sensitive.
Yeah, you can't just stick a wing in the mail.
Not quite. And now they're even providing these logistics services to other companies in the industry.
Oh, so they're sharing their expertise.
They are. They've got the experience. They know how to do it.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah. They already have this global network set up. They've got the connections, the know-how.
And finally, they're also big in technical training.
Technical training for mechanics and technicians.
Yeah, they operate in over 70 locations worldwide.
Wow, they really are global.
They are. And they're an EASESA 5147 certified training organization.
So they meet the highest standards.
Absolutely. And they train between 5,000 and 6,000 technicians every year.
That's a lot of people.
It is. And they even offer online courses now.
Oh, so they're keeping up with the times.
Definitely. And one thing they do that's really smart is they send their instructors to the customer's location.
Oh, that's convenient.
It is. It makes training much more accessible.
Yeah, the technicians don't have to travel all over the place.
Exactly. So, as Lipinska explains it, FL Technics is actually a group of 26 companies.
Wow, 26 companies. It's huge.
It is, and they have 3,000 employees right now.
And that's going to grow even more with the Punta Cana facility opening.
Right, they're going to need a lot more people.
They're a pretty diverse company involved in so many different aspects of aviation.
They are. And now we come to the really interesting part.
Okay, the growth story.
Exactly. How do they go from a small company in Lithuania to this global powerhouse?
Yeah. How did they do it?
Well, the numbers speak for themselves. When Lipinska became CEO at the end of 2013, their revenue was around $80 million.
Okay.
By 2024, it had jumped to $400 million.
Wow, that's a fivefold increase in just 10 years.
It is, even with the pandemic disrupting everything.
That's really impressive.
And back then, they were just a small operation, one hangar in Vilnius and a few line maintenance stations.
So how did they grow so quickly?
Lipinska points to a few key strategies.
Okay, like what?
First, they launched their component trading business, which quickly became a big part of that revenue.
Makes sense.
Then they aggressively expanded their line maintenance network, reaching more airlines all over the world.
So they were going where the business was.
They were. And they built that strategically important hangar in Kaunas. And then a big turning point came in 2015.
What happened?
They had the opportunity to rent a hangar in Jakarta.
Jakarta, that's a big step.
It was, and that really marked the beginning of their expansion into the Asia-Pacific region.
So they seized the opportunity when it came along.
They did, and they haven't looked back.
And they're still expanding there, right?
They are. They're opening a new hangar in Bali in November 2024.
Bali, wow.
And this is a big deal because it's got Australian regulatory approval.
So they can work on Australian planes.
Exactly. It gives their Australian customers a big advantage.
Yeah, they don't have to fly their planes all the way back to Australia for maintenance.
Exactly. That saves them a lot of time and money.
And acquisitions have been a big part of their growth too, right?
Definitely. Lipinska mentions the acquisition of Flightline Maintenance in Italy
Oh.
that boosted their line maintenance capabilities.
Okay.
And Storm Aviation continues to be really successful. And then in 2021, they acquired Chevron Aircraft Maintenance and Chevron Technical Services in the UK.
So they're growing organically and through acquisitions.
They are. It's a balanced approach.
It's smart.
And their component trading business has been growing so fast that they needed to open an office in Dubai.
Dubai, yeah, that's a hub for aviation.
It is. And Lipinska says that's really helped them grow in the African market.
The African market, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's a market that's expanding rapidly, about 20% a year.
Wow, that's a lot of growth.
It is. And then they got into the asset business, buying and selling engines,
Yeah.
taking them apart, repairing them.
That's another smart diversification.
It is. And they bought Wright International in Canada to get a foothold in the North American market.
So they're really covering all the bases.
They are. And that new facility in Punta Cana is all about serving the U.S. and Latin American markets
Yeah, that makes sense.
at a competitive cost.
So every expansion has been carefully planned, strategically timed.
Exactly.
It's impressive.
But managing a global operation like that can't be easy.
Yeah, what are some of the challenges?
Well, Lapiskus talks about how hard it is to ensure consistent quality across so many different locations,
Yeah, that's a big one.
especially when you're dealing with different cultures and work styles.
Yeah, what works in one place might not work in another.
Right, and they have to meet all those strict global aviation regulations.
EASA, FAA, all those guys.
Exactly, so it's a constant balancing act.
And you have to adapt to the local ways of working while still meeting those global standards.
Absolutely.
And aircraft maintenance is really labor intensive, right?
It is, especially line maintenance. Lipinska says labor costs can be as high as 80%.
Wow, that's a lot.
So they have to be really efficient to stay competitive.
Yeah, especially with all those other MROs out there.
Lipinska says there are over 50 competitors in Europe alone.
So it's a tough market.
It is. And even though they're part of Avia Solutions Group, they still have to fight for every customer.
Yeah, there are no guarantees in this business. So what are some of the things that Lipinska's is most proud of achieving?
Well, he says that the global expansion is his biggest achievement.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable.
They went from a small company in Vilnius to this global network.
And it's still growing.
It is, and he's also really proud of his core management team.
They've been with him for a long time.
Yeah, they've built this company together.
That's really important, having that shared vision and commitment.
Absolutely. And that Punakana project is a big deal for them.
Yeah, that's a huge investment.
5 bays to start with, potentially expanding to 12.
Wow.
And it's going to create a lot of jobs.
Yeah, around 350 initially.
And they're going to mix experienced international hires with locally trained technicians.
So they're investing in the local community.
They are. It's all part of their sustainable growth strategy.
Makes sense. So what about the future? What are their plans?
They have this ambitious plan called Plan 2030.
Plan 2030. Okay.
Their goal is to reach 1 billion in revenue by 2030.
Wow, that's ambitious.
It is, but Lipinska says they're serious about it.
And they've got a track record of growth.
They do. They've been growing at 10-20% annually for the last 7 or 8 years.
So it's not impossible.
Exactly. And every division has its own business plan to contribute to that overall goal.
So it's not just a pie in the sky idea.
Nope, they've got a roadmap.
And they've got the backing of Avia Solutions Group.
They do. Lipinska emphasizes how important the board and Gediminas Iemelis are.
He's the chairman and founder of ASG.
He is, and being part of ASG gives them a lot of advantages.
Like what?
Access to expertise, financing for big projects.
Yeah, that makes a big difference.
It does. So, to sum up what we've learned from Lipinska's, FL Technics has achieved incredible growth.
Yeah, it's a really impressive story.
They've strategically expanded globally. They've got a really diverse range of capabilities.
From base maintenance to line maintenance to component trading.
They're focused on efficiency, they use lean methodologies, and they have ambitious plans for the future.
Yeah, and Lipinska's has been the driving force behind all of this.
Ah, he has. He's taken them from a small regional player to a global MRO powerhouse.
And they're not slowing down. They've got that new facility opening in Punakana.
And that ambitious plan, 2030.
So they're definitely a company to watch.
They are. And now a final thought for you, our listener.
Okay, hit us with it.
Managing a global business is hard,
Oh, yeah.
especially in a competitive market like aircraft maintenance.
Absolutely.
So, what do you think the biggest challenges and opportunities are for companies like FL Technics as they try to keep growing?
Yeah, what's the future hold for them?
Think about all the new technology coming into aircraft maintenance, the focus on sustainability, the changing needs of airlines.
It's a lot to consider.
It is, and it's going to be fascinating to see how it all plays out.
Definitely.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Until next time.
Bye.